In the fabled land of Northern California, nestled in the Valley of Sacramento, two friends begin a journey to enlighten the world about their experience living life as a Xenial. But what is a Xenial, you may ask? If you wish to know, then follow them on their adventures.
Welcome to the Xenial Chronicles. This is James.
This is Mike.
And, well, I know that there had been some discussion that we would at some point talk about Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness. We're going to make you wait a little bit longer. That's part of the madness, right?
Yep.
Instead, we're going to talk about something else that was mentioned last week. Anybody that listened last week, and if you didn't listen last week, well, I'm letting you know right now what we're going to talk about. It's been documented here on the podcast that my wife had a bit of a food obsession with a specific build-your-own pizza place, Blaze Pizza,
yes.
Right? Specific location, too.
Yeah.
In the town of where Mike lives. Let's put it that way.
Thank you.
Sorry, I needed a drink there.
Oh, okay. I thought it was just an awkward pause.
No, I was just, that was me needing a drink of water from my gigantic water glass that I've been having to drink lately because I got a little dehydrated at a with some events that happened over this last weekend, being outside a little too much, a couple hours outside for a child's birthday party.
That'll get you.
That, yeah, especially considering that I'm not a believer in drinking alcohol at child's birthday parties. And so I did have a few beverages I could drink that were non-alcoholic, including a new one that I've fallen in love with. We'll talk about that later.
Okay.
But because it's a little pretentious, but hey, I wear Crocs, so I get to be a little pretentious. But anyway.
You know, I'm glad that you've come to terms with that, sir.
I've been pretentious for a long time. That's just one of the outside indicators of it. But anyway, my wife had gone on this pizza journey over the last year and literally had me for, I don't even know, 6 months, maybe more, every single weekend having pizza from the exact same pizza place. We've talked about, you've said it's your fault. I don't believe that it's your fault, even though you suggested the place to me or somewhat recommended it to me. Well, it's my fault because I decided one night instead of having Panda Express, which is what she ate every single weekend for the previous 6 months before the pizza experiment happened, instead of having Panda Express, which I was tired of, I decided to go to this Blaze Pizza that was kind of basically right next door to the Panda Express, and found myself loving the pizza and got her interested in it, and boom. But when that Blaze closed down, my wife was crestfallen. Again, we discussed this on here, and we went to another Blaze that, again, this is the one you recommended. You recommended the second one, not the original one.
Yeah, no, I didn't recommend the original, but I did go to the second one. My original one was the one that I recommended to you. And when the original one, your original one, opened up later, I did go to that one and check it out, and I thought it was great.
It was. And yeah, we went to the one that you recommended, twice, and were unhappy both times. It just wasn't the same as the other place. Water, maybe we've discussed that. any number of things could be it. Well, on the quest for my wife to find the perfect pizza, she decided she was going to start making her pizzas at home, and she got quite successful with that. Once we made pizzas at home many times before. We've made our own dough from scratch. We bought dough from other people. We bought pre-made doughs. We've done it just about any way possible. You know, I'm a bit of a master at the French bread pizza. That's kind of my jam. I'm really good at that. There's also my wife's family has tradition of getting everybody together and making what they call hot hat sandwiches, which they're basically making homemade hot pockets. They take frozen like bread dough.
Okay.
They usually don't make their own. They usually do it from frozen. It'd probably be better if you made your own, but the frozen bread dough is easy for them to utilize and work with. Mm-hmm. And they basically roll them out, fill them, turn them into pockets. Basically, we'll close them up. I'm trying to think of what are the Italian things?
I know what you're talking about. It's not a, oh my God. It's on the tip of my tongue.
I know. I can't think of it either.
It's calzones. The damn pocket. Calzone. Thank you.
Calzones. Yeah. They're basically like having calzones. You fill the bread with meat. You close it up, you bake it until the bread is done. And then you have hot meat and cheese melted in all wonderful inside of your bread. And they do it with, their family. This is like a regular thing their family likes to do. They have their special name for it. They call it hot hat sandwiches, but they're basically gigantic homemade calzones or hot pockets or whatever. Okay. Calzone makes you think it's, you know, Italian flavors you're expecting, like salami and pepperoni, but they put basically every meat and every cheese you could possibly think of in these things. So it's more of the hot pocket type thing going on. And you know, I've had them with their family. They're great. They're fantastic. So we've done every combination of making our own pizza that you could think of. I even have my fairly well-known chili dog pizza, which I love my chili dog pizza. It's always great when I make that. It's fantastic. Except the last time I put a little too much cheese on it last time. It was too cheesy for anybody except for me. Don't like that American crap, but you put cheddar on something, I'm a happy James.
I understand. Yeah, so, that sounds like you.
Yeah. So, have you had my chili dog pizza before?
No, I have not, and it sounds very appealing.
You need to have my chili dog pizza one of these days. But we've done this before. We've had special days where we'll make pizzas. My oldest son, pizza's basically one of his favorite foods, between that and chicken in just about any way that you make it. Fried chicken, baked chicken, it doesn't matter to him. He loves chicken. Especially chicken thighs. That's like his favorite piece of chicken.
Okay, I could the thigh. Okay, yeah, I can see that.
He likes chicken thighs. There's like just enough. There's enough meat in there, but there's some bone pieces, so the meat gets really juicy. Like if he had his choice, he'd have like a full chicken leg quarter, because then you get the drumstick and the thigh. But right. You know, thigh really more than the drumstick part. But anyway, we've done a lot of pizzas at home, but what my wife never did at home is put pineapple on her pizza. She'd never done that at home. She found that she loved it when she started when we started going to Blaze. Mm-hmm. That pineapple was like the key ingredient that brought the pizza together. That and the roasted red peppers.
Okay.
Those are like those two things she has to have on her pizza. And like those killed it. Well, when she decided to start making them at home, since she couldn't find them the Blaze that she wanted, Pyology didn't work. So she started making them at home. I found for her a very inexpensive package of pre-made crusts that made little, you know, kind of smallish pizzas, maybe 7-inch pizzas, kind of, you know, little personal pizza, just enough for one sitting. And they were like, you get a 3-pack for like less than $4 of these things. So she can make herself personal pizzas. My son can make himself personal pizzas and put whatever they want on it. I think, I don't know if I had the discussion on here where my son discovered that you could actually put, first of all, that you could put bacon on a hamburger. the day he discovered you could put bacon on a hamburger, because I was making bacon, he thought I was making it for him. I was like, no, I'm not making you bacon. It's for me. It's going on my hamburger. And he's like, you could put bacon on a hamburger? Duh, kid. From that point on, he wanted bacon on his hamburger. But then when he found out you could put bacon on the pizza, oh, that's a whole nother world. So he has to have bacon on his pizza. So he can make his own pizza, and he loves it. He loves being able to make his own with whatever meats and cheeses he wants to do. And big Parmesan cheese lover, so he can get a bunch of Parmesan cheese there. And it's been a good thing, because she found a way to get all the flavor she was looking for, and it was enough of a substitute. But during our break and hiatus, we had our anniversary. Our anniversary being married for 21 years.
Holy smokes.
Which means that our marriage is now able to drink alcohol. It's decided not to, but it's able to. At least you can buy alcohol.
Just in case it wants to relax, like one night. Just chill. Just in case it wants to relax and chill for a night.
Yeah, exactly. Just in case.
Not habitually, no.
It might need it. Which is scary because I was 21. I had just turned 21 when we got married.
Oh man!
So it's just like.
So yeah, this means that you have literally been married for half your life.
Yes, I've been married. Actually, at this point, I've been married for over half my life.
Wow.
Like her and I have been in a relationship for over half of our lives with each other, for over half our lives for a while now. But now last year, or was actually about halfway through this year, she was married to me for over half of her life. Now I've been married to her for over half of my life.
There you go.
Which is just, it's freaky to think about that fact.
Yeah.
But,
and that ratio increases as time goes by, man. Insane.
It does. But that weekend we were kind of at a loss of what to do, because normally when we have our Friday and Saturday nights that we go out and do stuff, we'll go watch a movie, we'll do our grocery shopping, we'll stop and see things. But we were kind of at a loss. We had no idea what we were going to do. And so it's like, you know, what do we do with these 2 days? So the first day of it, we had a bit of a plan. We were going to go to like a discount store, right?
Uh-huh.
And maybe we didn't know for sure. So we started off in the direction of the town of Roseville. Okay.
Okay.
Coming into the town of Roseville, and we get almost to Roseville. I mean, we're on the freeway. We're getting to a point where the freeway. This is for anybody that knows. We're coming from the north, going south. There's a point where you're about to enter kind of the corridor on the freeway, the last bit of this freeway before it hits up with Highway 80, like one of the biggest freeways going through all of California.
Right.
There's this last corridor. You make the freeway kind of does a left turn, and then you're in this last little corridor where there was only a little bit of stuff before. Suddenly you have huge amount of shopping on either side of the freeway. You have Walmart, Sam's Club. A little bit further down, you have a mall. On the other side, you got, you know, Home Depot, Winco, Lowe's.
Overwhelmed, man. It's just everything at once.
Everything at once. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's literally two exits in this small little bit of freeway. There's two exits, and like everything is there within realm of these two exits. And then you get to Highway 80. It's like this just weird little freeway pocket. It's its own like universe almost. And we're about to hit that. And as we're coming up near that, we're like, hey, this is, maybe we'll go check this place out. I think I know where this place is. Let's see if I can get us there. I could not get us there. I got us lost.
Oh no!
I got us lost driving through the town of Roseville, and I got to see a lot of Roseville I hadn't seen in a long time. Just literally driving through, driving around, seeing what we could find. Nothing interesting that we found. We finally found a location of one of the stores that we wanted to go to, but it was literally on the other side of Sacramento, near I-5, near where Highway 80 meets up with I-5. And so we were like, okay, well, you know what? Screw it. We have nothing planned for today. So we're going to go and hop on Highway 80 and traverse all of Sacramento. Now, mind you, from where our house is, it would have been so much easier to go down a few freeways, catch up to I-5, and go to where we were going. We would have been there in about 35 minutes. Instead, it took us an hour and 20 minutes to get there. Because we just looped all the way around.
You just went super roundabout, man. You were just checking stuff out.
It was a fun journey. Yeah. We got to, no real agenda. And we checked out that store. And while we're checking out that store, I'm looking at a map and I'm like, oh, we could, if I go over to this road, to this road here, Truxell Road is the name of the road. I can take it north and it'll lead me into another shopping area. And there's a TJ Maxx there. The wife loves TJ Maxx. There's a Target right next to the TJ Maxx. Plus, like on the other side, there's again another Walmart. There's a bunch of different things, and you know that's also where going up Truxell Road a little ways. That's where my favorite burger place is. We hadn't decided we were going to eat for tonight, so maybe we'll go try this burger place because we actually had plans for what we were going to do on. Actually, no, we didn't. We didn't have the plans yet. I made those later. So we. we finish at this one store. We go and do this other shopping thing. I go to Truxell Road. I go take her to TJ Maxx. Find another store called Five Below. You ever been to this store?
Five Below? No, I've heard of it. I don't know what it's supposed to be.
Basically, it's kind of a kitschy. It's almost like a 99-cent store or a dollar store, but everything's $5 or less. So it's a little higher quality than the 99-cent and dollar store.
Okay.
But it's basically just stupid little kid crap. It's somewhere you take your kid, because now it used to be like, if we got like $10, or even if we got like $20, we were like, when we were kids, that was like big money. But like, typically it was normal. You'd get $5 or $10 in like a birthday card from grandma or something like that, right? Grandma don't live nearby, yeah. or aunt or uncle don't live nearby. Maybe they send you a birthday card in the mail. If you were lucky, they actually sent you cash. Most of the times they sent you a freaking check that your parents would have to go put in their bank or cash and give you the $5 or $10 for. But that was kind of about the threshold that we got when we were kids, right? Does that sound about right? $5, $10?
Yeah, $5, $10 is about the norm.
Yeah, now it's like $20, $40 for kids' birthdays. Especially a teenager. Teenagers getting $40 for their birthday.
That's inflation, man. That's economics. That's standard.
Well, a place like this, $40 would go a long way for, you know, a 13-year-old wanting to buy a bunch of cool little crap. And that's kind of what it is. It's kind of just a dollar store, but it's a $5 store basically.
Okay.
With just a bunch of kind of crappy stuff in it, but stuff kids would like. Great for parents who are looking for stocking stuffers. Just saying. Great, great stuff. Because even stocking stuffers are more expensive now than they used to be. They've gone up so much in price. Dude, you remember Lifesaver books?
Oh yeah, those were awesome.
Those are like $5 now. And they only have six rolls of Lifesavers in them now. They used to have 10.
Oh, dude. Not only did they bring them up that much, but they also cut the product? Come on.
And you don't get the whole roll of Wild Cherry anymore.
What? That was like one of my favorite flavors.
That was the best.
Was like one of the few like cherry candies I actually liked.
I love cherry candies normally anyway, but the Wild Cherry Lifesavers, those things were just different. They were so damn good.
Bro.
But anyway, we check out a bunch of these places and we end up in the parking lot where Five Guys is. Find a store called That's Cheap. That's a story for another day. We didn't get to go into that store because it was already closed, but we would be back. But we checked out a bunch of things and finally we were she had agreed. Finally, to go to Five Guys with me and have one of their burgers fresh. I had brought her home a burger once from there. Uh-huh. So it was already kind of cold by the time it got home. Uh-huh. She still liked it, but, you know, it's not the same experience. So she was able to get a burger. I got a burger. I got some fries. We learned some important lessons that day. One, we learned that James is right. Five Guys makes the best burger because she was in heaven over that hamburger. And hamburgers are a touch-and-go subject for her. She's very particular about her hamburger. Whereas, like, I love all hamburgers, but I still rate them. There's only certain places she'll get a hamburger from and like getting a hamburger from. She was in love with that burger. First, the fact that you get to pick whatever goes on it. So there's no taking things off and whatnot. It's a bare burger. You choose everything.
They give you, you get to write the list.
Yeah, it's amazing.
All right, that's dope.
She, however, absolutely hated the fries because they are more like homemade style fries because they're fresh cut and, you know, fried that way. She hated the fries completely because she does not like homemade fries. Mm. She won't even eat homemade fries when I make them, and I make really fucking good homemade fries. So better than my homemade fries, way better than Five Guys. Way better. Even the ones I make in the air fryer are better than Five Guys. But that's because I know how to make homemade fries the right way. And if I deep fry them, oh my God. Super crispy on the outside. Oh, are they on the inside? What are they?
Fluffy.
No.
What?
They're floofy.
Ah.
Don't you remember the floofy?
It's been a while.
It's been a while. They're floofy on the inside. But she loved the burger, didn't like the fries, so she did get the opportunity, since she wasn't eating the fries and I was, she went and grabbed herself a strawberry banana milkshake.
Nice.
Needless to say, I can go back to Five Guys with her anytime I want to. She'll get a burger and a shake, and she will be happy. And that works for me. I'm not going to do it every weekend because I don't want to do that to her like she did to me twice. But it's an option now, and I'm glad that she got the opportunity. But what was funny about this is, even though we were there and she was loving that hamburger, the entire time her eyes were focused on a pizza place that was next to Five Guys.
Okay.
And now here's the thing about the pizza place. What she noticed is people went in and went out fairly quickly. And it made her wonder what was going on with this pizza place. So she researched it that night. Found out about that pizza place. And guess what? It is also a build-your-own pizza place.
Oh, snap.
But in finding out about that one, she found out about a different one. Now, the bad news is I don't know the names of these yet. Okay? But she found out about that one. She found out about a different one. We were talking about them that night. And the different one was located in West Sacramento. She showed me the address of it, and I looked it up, and I'm looking at things at where it's at. And I noticed that in the same area that it's at, there's a Five Guys. All right, cool.
Okay.
There's also a Walmart.
Okay.
I'm like, oh, that's cool too.
All right.
And there's a toy store. I want to check out this toy store at some point. And then, of course, the big thing that's right next to all of this is the giant IKEA store. The IKEA store, that's the only one, okay. I believe, in the Sacramento area, right?
Yep. Yep.
Gigantic IKEA store. You can see it from the freeway because it's literally right next to the freeway. Also, it is a gigantic, like, warehouse building. It's fucking huge. It has its own climate inside of the fucking thing. So,
yeah, it is gargantuan, and it is I am not going to make any commentary about this until you give your story on it.
So, this is again, I'm talking about what we were doing on Friday night, because I believe, let me double check my calendar real quick, because I believe the day has passed, so I don't have to remember it anymore.
What?
So Friday was the anniversary. So it was our anniversary dinner that we had at Five Guys, which I'm good having anniversary dinner at Five Guys. That's perfectly fine. But the day after our 21st anniversary, we decide that we're going to spend our Saturday. We're going to try out this other pizza place that we found. That's another build your own pizza place.
Wonderful.
That is in West Sacramento. Not the one next to Five Guys. No, no,
no, no.
We're going to try out the one in West Sacramento near the IKEA and the Walmart. Cause hey, this is another opportunity to try out another, you know,
yeah,
another pizza. And so the other thing we're going to do, something we have not done in our entire 21 years of marriage and 22 and a half years of being together, we are going to do the marriage killing gauntlet. We're going to go to IKEA.
I love it.
And
now, have you only heard stories up to this point? Had you ever set foot in an IKEA?
Never, neither one of us had ever set foot in an IKEA in our entire lives. Oh. We've seen, you know, like on Big Bang Theory, they went to an IKEA.
Okay. I've never saw that one, but I bet you it's quite accurate.
And I've looked at the website a little bit, and I've, you know, seen different things being, you know, said about it and whatnot, about how the furniture has weird names.
Yep.
Instead of it being a dresser, it's, you know, like a Bjergenstargenborg. You know, something weird or something like that. So, but she was interested in going. She's like, I want to go. I want to see this. Yeah. It's something we could do. We thought, you know, be in a store, it shouldn't be too bad, even though it's a super hot day. And so we go on our trek to go there. Fairly easy to get to because it's right off the freeway. And that's the first place we go. We're like, we're going to spend our time in here because we don't really intend to buy anything. We just are intending to look around. And I can say that day we did not buy anything at IKEA. I'll bring that out at the very beginning. We didn't buy anything at IKEA.
Okay.
That day.
Okay.
So we get there. First of all, You've been to that IKEA, right? That's the one you've been to.
Yes,
so
I have.
It's got like its own parking lot enclave away from everything else.
Mm-hmm.
With, you know, the it's all solar powered covering and all that crap, right? Solar panels on that covering.
Oh
right?
yeah. Mm-hmm. That's correct.
And like, I should have known when we pulled up that there was going to be something askance going on, because I'm looking at this parking lot and there is literally nowhere to park. I have to wait for people to move to get a place to park, and I'm going, there's a couple hundred parking spaces here. I have a feeling we're walking into insanity.
Well, I mean, I will tell you that I have been to an IKEA, but I have never, and I am surprised that you did this for your first experience, I have never been to an IKEA on a Saturday. There was still trouble finding a decent parking spot on the Thursday I went.
And a Saturday at, you know, 3 o'clock in the, or 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh my God, you're right in the middle of it. Holy shit.
We were right.
Dude, not only, like, here's the thing, like, people have already stopped eating, like, they're just farting around the IKEA. They're doing their post-lunch shopping, like, they're getting the last bit of it done. Oh man, you, when you said gauntlet, you weren't fucking kidding, dude. Like, you went in at the worst time.
There were so many people.
Yeah, I bet.
So, we went in through the main entrance, which this one guides you upstairs immediately. I'm sure there's a way to get around to the downstairs area. I know if you go through the exit doors where the registers are, you can get to the downstairs, but this guided us straight to the upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to the upstairs, and you know, the one thing I will say is it's very unique design. Very unique, very intelligent design, in that their goal is to really showcase their product. And they do a very good job of showcasing their product.
Mm-hmm.
By having the thing set up the way that they do, by letting you interact with the stuff, by just, you know, giving you the opportunity to see what pieces of it would look like together. It's very well put together in that. I found very quickly the little swinging doors that would get you from location to location in their kind of, like, whoever designed the walk around in that is the type of guy that, like, goes into a really, really small building and designs, like, a full-on haunted house going through there where you see a bunch of attractions and shit and not realize that you're just all in one space. It's just clever, you know, half walls put up and shit to not make you realize that you could literally cross the space in, like, you know, 20 steps, but right. No, it takes you like 300 because they've got you winding around. It's very ingenious in that. Mm-hmm. And if you know where to look for the little swinging doors, you can walk through and basically bypass their little path that they have you walk and get to where you need to fairly quickly. But you just have to be on the lookout for those. And I found it very interesting the way they had those placed, that somebody could get somewhere very, very quickly if they needed to in there. But they can also make you, if you follow the arrows, just meander through. I've heard of people getting lost in the IKEA, not being able to find their way out. Nah, finding my way out, fairly easy. But I could see where they purposely try to lead you on a path to see all the wares and take your time through there.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to wear you down. And there were some neat things. Saw a couple of neat things that would be interesting. Did find a kitchen island that I would love to just get rid of my kitchen table and replace it with this kitchen island, because it would be better storage and nobody sits at our table anyway anymore. It's like, why not? It was awesome. It was also like really expensive, not like overly expensive, not like, oh my God, this is too much money for this product. It was totally worth the money. I just didn't have the $800 to spend on the damn thing.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, they don't...
Because it was...
I was going to say, like, they don't really... Like, when they put some together, or when you put something together that they sold you, the parts are very consistent and it's actually very structurally sound, and it will last a long time.
I'm going to get to that.
Okay.
But no, this thing was huge. This thing was like a 3x5, like, butcher block top.
Holy crap.
And then that part was only like 550, but then it had a almost U-shaped bar that could attach to the sides and go over the top, that had a shelf hanging from it, and then you could hang baskets and shit from it. And I just thought that was just like, there was storage on one side, you could put in a couple of stools. On the other side, it had shelves, right? On the underneath. It's like you have storage underneath on one side. You could have a couple of people sit at it. Plus you have storage above. And even if you don't have a couple of people sit at it, we're talking storage everywhere. And
wow.
Like just this huge thing. And I'm like, and it was solid. I'm like, this thing is awesome. And the wife's like, well, do you really want it? I'm like, I'm not spending that much right now for it, but it's on my wish list. If at some point you decide we're getting rid of the table, then that's on my wish list. I want that damn thing at that point. We're not getting another table. We will not buy another kitchen table. If our table is done with, we're buying that. She's like, oh, okay, I'll agree to that. Cool. She fell in love with something almost instantly and had the misfortune of seeing it multiple times throughout our trip there. I said no, because I had no intention of, I wasn't going to get sucked into going to IKEA for the first time and buying a bunch of crap that I didn't need. And this was a thing we did not need. What it was a lamp.
Okay.
Little lamp. It uses a Edison style bulb, which apparently I've come to find out that that's like a big deal for my wife. So if we ever designed a home of our own, I have so many things I want in the home. Apparently she wants all the light fixtures to look like they're kind of some kind of steampunk like light fixture with Edison style bulbs in it.
I was going to say Edison bulbs are like, and the fact that they make them with LEDs now, dude, they look gorgeous.
They're awesome looking, but I didn't know that she was into that as much as she apparently is. And what this one is it's kind of a bell jar sitting on a metal frame that looks like the metal frame looks like the frame from an oil lamp. Now,
whoa.
I have a lot of experience.
That's cool.
Yeah, I have a lot of experience with oil lamps because my mother used to collect oil lamps. I remember being somebody that one of the few people from, you know, my group of friends that even knew what an oil lamp was or how to use one properly.
I don't know how to use one, and I own two of them. So.
Say again?
I said, I don't know how to use one, and I own two of them, so you're going to have to teach me one of these days.
Yeah, they're not difficult. But it's a cool little design. She immediately fell in love with it. I'm like, no, we're not buying anything. We'll think about it. Maybe we'll do it another time, but we're not buying anything today from here. And she's like, fine, I'll get it someday. I'm like, I'm sure you will, but we're trying not to buy. We're just trying to look. Okay, fine. So we walk through, find a bunch of interesting things. She also finds a bookshelf that she's kind of interested in. It's a very tall, slender style bookshelf, maybe, you know, 12 inches, 13 inches, something like that wide, and like a little over 6 feet tall. And it's a great, like little, you know, you can put it somewhere, you know, like any shelf, put stuff on it, but it would fit in a smaller space. She found that she kind of liked that. She liked the look of that. You know, maybe that someday. I had my, you know, my butcher block kitchen island. Yeah, that would be good someday. We found a section that was the kids section. And of course, first thing we come across is stuffed animals. And our kids have always collected stuffed animals. I collect all the toys I collect, you know. So stuffed animals have always been a big thing with the kids. They love just to have their bed covered in them and they sleep on top of them. To me, I couldn't stand the idea. I'd get way too hot. They love it. So, we found the stuffed animal section and they had the most amazing stuffed animals, gigantic ones that weren't very badly priced. We did find the restaurant finally. The wife was not interested in meatballs. No matter how to have some.
Okay.
I figured I was there. I should try the meatballs. She's like, no, I think she was saying that because I wouldn't let her have the lamp.
Oh, no lamp, no meatballs?
Something like that.
Man.
We finally get to the downstairs area, finally. And about halfway through the downstairs area, we were about done. It was, again, so many people. People everywhere. You could barely move for all the people. You'd have to wait to look at something for like three to 5 minutes for somebody to move out of the way because they'd just stand there in front of it. And like, I don't know, blank stares on their face. Maybe they're trying to pronounce whatever name the item has. And they're not, you know, they don't have their Norwegian down well enough. I don't know. But so many people. And then it's a giant warehouse, which means it's not air conditioned. At least not very well. Now, I worked for 5 years at Home Depot. And let me tell you something. Home Depot, one of the hottest places to work indoors. during the summertime because they really can't air condition a place that big.
Right. Well, you've got the doors like constantly open.
Well, and you have some doors that are just, that are open all the time. So there's nothing you can do to keep that place cool. It was so hot working there.
Yeah, I always felt bad for anyone that worked the loading dock register. You know what I mean? The one that had where all the trucks were at the front and they're loading all the lumber dock. Dude, that door is always open. It's always, especially right now, it's hot as balls.
It is. Terrible place to work anyway, but still. So it was hot in there. We had been walking for an hour and a half around this place, checking things out, taking our time. We were like, you know what? We're done. We did find a set of silverware that would be interesting, except for we'd have to get like 5 settings of it to have enough for our huge family. And they were $80 a setting. So we were like, no, they were all black silverware, dude. All black.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's pretty.
Because my plates are all black and round now. So, like, I will be getting the all black silver.
Is it like this, like, slightly, like, a little shiny, like an onyx black, too, where it's got shimmer to it?
What, the silverware or my plates?
The silverware.
No, they were matte.
Matte black silverware?
Yes.
Whoa, dude.
Which my plates are matte, too. I much prefer matte black to shiny black.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, no. Boy, I did not expect that. That's crazy.
But we'll get black silverware at some point, but probably not from IKEA. But we finally were able to found the signs for the exit, got us to the exit, which still took for damn ever to get to the exit.
Right.
And we got ourselves into our car, sat in our car for a minute, turned it on, air conditioner blowing like mad, pull out the cold bag that we bring with us. We bring like a lunch bag with ice packs in it and a bunch of drinks in it everywhere we go. Just so we don't have to worry about finding a place to buy drinks.
We have a plastic cooler that we keep in our car now. I do the same thing. It's absolutely gorgeous. Get a couple of good cold ice packs in there, a couple of drinks.
So I think we both downed like 2 mini Gatorade bottles.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it.
Because we was just done. We're like, okay, is there anywhere else we really want to go right now? And she was like, well, let's make sure we know where the pizza place is for sure. And you said there's that toy store right by it. We'll go check out the toy store. And so we had to go check out the toy store and see where the pizza place was. And they were right next to each other. That was good. But the toy store was next on the list.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going to say nothing overly remarkable about the toy store. It was a toy store that mainly carried Pop Funkos. That's most of what it carried. We bought a few in there. In fact, started a collection for the wife that she finished once we got home, ordered the last piece online. She got characters from the Disney animated Sword in the Stone.
Oh, cool.
So she got Merlin and Archimedes. That was
one. Nice.
Arthur.
Okay.
Madam Mim.
Nice.
And then the other one she had to order online was Madam Mim transformed into a dragon.
Oh, that's awesome.
And that was the whole set. So she ended up with the whole set of that.
Beautiful.
So that was, it was okay, but it was fairly uneventful. Yeah. We then went to check out the Walmart.
Oh, okay. The Walmart next to.
The Walmart next to. We had some groceries to get.
Yep.
Again, fairly uneventful, just a normal Walmart, with the exception of I found at the Walmart a video game that I've been looking for since I got my new video game system, and I was able to purchase the video game, and so far it's the one I've played the most on the new system, so that's nice.
What is it?
Gran Turismo.
7 or Sport?
7.
Nice. I saw there was a free update that came out today, actually. I think it's a new course and like 3 other cars.
Oh, I'm gonna have to log on and check that out. I did buy kind of the better version of the game, so I got a little head start with in-game money and in-game cars.
Nice.
And of course, because I had a little extra money, the first car I bought in the game was a Mini Cooper.
Oh, of course.
And I have won races with my Mini Cooper.
That is not easy to do.
For me it is. The original Gran Turismo, I was very good at that game.
You played the snot out of it. I've started I've started collecting all the Gran Turismos, just for the heck of it. But seven, I'm a little bitter with, because, well, I know this is the case with most, and it's me being kind of bitter and a little old, but what happens when the network goes down for seven?
I get what you're saying.
You're not going to be able to fucking play the thing. And it's the only Gran Turismo game like that. So I've really got to like wrap my head around it. And it's not like online. The thing is it's kind of online required to do anything substantial. But on top of that, it's also like if the network is off, you can't do really anything at all on it.
But that's kind of the life of most of a lot of newer games.
I mean, most racers are online dependent anyway. Like we're talking Gran Turismo, you're racing against other people. Fighting games are like that now, which I completely understand, but I still like I never go online. Like I play Street Fighter V all the time. I never go online competitive.
Hold on. I mean, when I'm playing Gran Turismo, I'm not playing online against other people. I'm playing the story mode of the game.
So you had the nice little 2-hour cutscene or something like that, whatever the hell it was. It was like crazy stupid long, from what I heard. But I thought that there was like a pretty substantial amount of content that you miss out of or are unable to play if you're not online. Like you have to be at least logged into the PlayStation server to play it. Or something yes, like that.
But it's not playing against other people. But yes, you do need to be logged into the servers. But,
oh, yeah.
You
know, I'm just making a commentary about online games overall. Online play has been pretty much integrated. So online as a requirement, most people already are. Me, myself, I don't really do stuff online very often.
Well, this is coming from a mentality of where, you know, you didn't spend your formative years learning how to, you know, playing video games and working with video games. You didn't spend your formative years constantly connected to the internet. Literally being connected to the internet, it's being argued at this point that it's a basic need in the same way as running water and electricity is a basic need for a society. And it's one of those things that, like, how can you ever not be connected to the internet? Wait, there was a time you weren't connected? It's just as crazy as people imagining a time where there wasn't electricity in a house.
You know,
and that's where we're at with internet connectivity. It's like having a person in your family who you're trying to help them deal with cell phone issues and getting a new cell phone, and they live in an area where they have where the only internet possibility is if you have a landline to your house and dial-up internet, satellite internet, or cellular internet through like a hotspot jump pack from a cellular company.
Yeah,
and the cellular company going, well, you know, you can, if you want to use that for your internet stuff, you have one of those, and you said, you know, somebody used to use it but doesn't use it now. If you want to, you know, use that for your own personal internet stuff, you want to use your laptop or something with it, you know, you can increase the amount of gigabytes of data that you're allowed to use, and having to tell that person, I don't even think this guy knows how to use a laptop, much less has one to use. And honestly, the only internet that he needs is on his phone. And then a few days later, discussing, you know, there's all these different streaming services to watch movies and all these things, but you can't use those because you don't have any internet.
Yeah.
And even if you use that cellular thing, it doesn't matter how many gigabytes you think you're going to have on there. You're going to use way too much trying to stream anything. So yeah. And this is a person who's a little more advanced in age, so has no need for these things. But for kids nowadays, the main target for the video games nowadays, they cannot imagine a world where they are not constantly connected to the internet, because that they are always constantly connected to the internet.
Well, they were, so they grew up constantly connected to the internet. Hell, yes, we spent most of our lives constantly connected to the internet. It was introduced to us. Like, there was a time where it wasn't, but like, you're touching on, you know, what's really funny is you're touching on a point that I saw earlier today. There was a post from a friend of mine on Facebook they were stating that they were confused that Zoomers that they worked with at work weren't familiar with hotkeys. And if you think about that for a minute, Like, he was wondering why nobody knows, you know, control Z to paste, or control Z to undo, rather. Control V to paste, excuse me. I barely know hotkeys. But, like, that kind of stuff. Cut, copy, paste, you know, F1, that kind of shit. Like, they weren't familiar with it. And he just, for some reason, could not wrap his head around it. And I couldn't leave it alone, so I had to leave a comment. I was like, these are kids in their 20s now, grew up on touchscreens and internet. Like, they can type on a touchscreen faster than the speed of light in most instances, but yeah, they don't know what control V is to paste on the Windows PC that they're using at the register at work.
These are the same kids that'll steal a picture of an old phone and go, wait, why was there a hashtag on there? They didn't have Twitter back then.
Right. I know. And this is very much a showing of age thing, but it's just, when you think about it, to this generation, hotkeys are absolutely unnecessary. You might as well be trying to teach them cursive.
Well, and there's a lot of programs that are designed where, you know, using a mouse to do all those things as opposed to using hotkeys is so much easier. Mm-hmm. So many programs that are designed to use a mouse and one hand for typing as opposed to two hands for typing anymore.
It's, right.
You know.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah. But anyway, and I completely understand.
Like I said, I got the video game at the Walmart. I found the specific edition I was looking for, which I was grateful for. I also found a couple of, and I had not bought any of these yet, with all of my love of Star Wars and my collection of different of the Funko Pops, because I do have a bunch. I mean, I have some I'm very proud of. I have a Grinch that is actually just, he's plaster and completely white. He's designed for people to paint, but I've never opened the package.
Okay.
Like I said, I have a bunch of different Star Wars ones, some really cool ones. I have, like, Luke Skywalker from I think he's from The Force Awakens, but he could be from The Last Jedi as well. It wouldn't make a difference. He's just old Luke with the metal hand, right?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which is awesome. And I have, you know, some I've gotten just recently. For instance, I showed you my Grogu, floating Grogu.
Yes.
I also showed you, the only Star Trek one that I would get, Kirk and Spock and Spock's death scene from, Wrath of Khan.
Yeah.
I have my Storm Shadow, which I'm again, very proud of, my Voltron, my Spam. Gotta love my Spam. Had that for breakfast this morning. but Of all the Star Wars ones that I got, and of all the different ones that I've purchased, there's one character I've never gotten in a Funko, because I've never found one I liked enough in a Funko, and that's Darth Vader.
Really?
Him being my favorite kind of character from the Star Wars movies, it's kind of funny that I wouldn't have a Darth Vader, but right. I have not had one until I saw these. There was a specific artist set of four. That was done. The artwork on the Darth Vaders, instead of it just being Darth Vader in his black costume, they have artwork on that are reminiscent of four different planets in the Star Wars movies. There's a Mustafar.
Oh, Hoth, cool. Yeah. Okay.
Endor and Bespin.
Is there a fourth?
Which
one?
Also, huh?
Is there a fourth one?
Mustafar, Hoth.
Oh, I missed Hoth. I'm sorry. I think it cut out.
Yeah. Endor, Bespin.
Cool.
So they had two of them there. They had Mustafar and Hoth at the at that Walmart, because they're a Walmart exclusive, this artist series.
Mm-hmm.
So I snagged those up, and of course I ordered the other two online. So that was the nice thing about the Walmart. But the real reason we were there was to try this pizza place. And we're going to talk about that after the break.
All right.
So we'll be right back, everybody, and we'll hear about the first pizza place that we tried.
Oh, the first. All right.
The first. So we'll be back in just a moment.
Hey friends, this is Mike from the Xennial Chronicles reminding you to subscribe to our YouTube channel. You can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Zenchron, spelled X-E-N-C-H-R-O-N, to keep up to date on all things TXC. And please check out our official website, thexennialchronicles.com, or if that's too much to type, zenchron.com. Thanks again for listening, and now back to the show.
And we're back.
All right.
So this whole story has been leading up to this opportunity to try another pizza place, give my wife another another chance at trying a build-your-own pizza joint that she will like. Hoping, of course, that we won't devolve into another 6 months of eating the exact same thing every weekend. But still, I love my wife, and I want to try to find her the things that she likes.
Right.
And if we can hop between various pizza places, that can help, especially because, like, at this point, this other one that I'm about to tell you about, it was also located right near a Five Guys. So I have options.
Oh, okay.
I have options. Like the one that was the one Blaze pizza that she loved the most, the only thing that was close to it, there was a Carl's Jr. close to it. There was a Panda Express close to it. And then there was an In-N-Out Burger close to it. So that means there was only two places close to it that I would even consider eating at.
Okay.
So, and of course, In-N-Out is not one of them because In-N-Out is disgusting and gross, and I will fight anybody that says otherwise. Verbally, not physically. I don't like to physically fight. But anyway. So we go to this pizza place. Already I'm interested because they make their own ding-dongs. And yes, I said
really make yes. the, like self like, made ding dongs.
Yeah, like those are the ones that are the hockey pucks, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they look like hockey pucks and they're just chocolate with like cream filling inside.
Yep.
They make their own. Shit. They even had they're also big supporters of the various pride movements that are happening right now. And so they had a pride cake that they made, which is basically like the ding dong, but instead of it being chocolate, it was a white cake. And basically, you know, everything has become like birthday cake flavored now. That's basically what it was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, which is really good because my wife is not really a big fan of chocolate, especially chocolate cake. So, We go into this place and they have all the normal stuff that all these build your own pizzas have. They have the options of different thickness of crust, different sauces, different toppings. Some of them have, you know, some places have toppings that other ones don't. Famously for me, Pyology had a spicy sausage, like slice. If you slice the sausage kind of diagonally, so it's like mm-hmm. the long thin slices. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they had this spicy Italian. It was an Italian sausage, spicy Italian sausage.
Cool,
so good on their pizzas.
All right,
Blaze did not have that.
Oh,
which made me sad when I went to Blaze because I would have loved those spicy sausages mm-hmm. with all the stuff from Blaze because the Blaze crust and sauce and everything else was better. But they had a specialty pizza that this place was making. Now, normally when I go to the new pizza place, I try kind of a multi-meat pizza because I want to see how their meats are and I want to see if their crust and dough holds up to a bunch of different meat on the pizza. My wife orders the exact same thing every single time. It is always chicken and bacon and artichokes and the red peppers and mushrooms and pineapple and spinach every time. Same exact thing.
Okay.
And that's what you ordered this time. I ordered mine with a bunch of meat, but they had this special pizza that they were offering. This, like, you know, special creation. It was their summertime creation. They called it their backyard cheeseburger pizza.
This is a place huh? that I'm going to want to check out just from the menu names.
Well, this backyard cheeseburger pizza, this thing was interesting because they didn't put a sauce on it. No sauce.
Okay.
So you have the pizza crust. They put cheese down, and they put a mixture of a little bit of the of mozzarella, but like a bunch of cheddar with it. So already I'm like, oh.
Okay. Okay. So they're, okay. So yeah. So they're going legit with their cheese. And then on top of that, it's the bed.
Yeah. There's no sauce. It's just the cheese melting
straight
into
cheese
the bread,
on the dough. Okay. Okay.
So they have like little crumbles of seasoned ground beef and regular ground beef, like almost little mini meatballs, right?
Okay.
So they put the seasoned ground beef on this. Okay.
Okay.
I'm like, all right, you got the ground beef, you got the cheese. What else are you gonna bring me for it to taste like, backyard cheeseburger, right? What are you gonna bring me? They put tomatoes on this thing.
Okay.
Before it goes in the oven, they put tomatoes on it, which I'm like, I don't really like cooked tomatoes, but all right, we'll see where this goes. We'll see where this goes. Then they throw a fucking wild card at me.
What?
They put pickles on it.
Before it got hot?
Before it got hot, they put pickles on it and cooked it in the oven like that. And then when it comes out of the oven, they put a little bit of arugula on it and this Roma ranch sauce that they have.
Whoa.
That's it. That's it. That's done.
Okay.
So we go home. I got my meat pizza. We got this cheeseburger pizza that we're both going to try it together, you know?
Right, right. If the cheeseburger is a fail, you have your contingency plan.
Well, and the cheeseburger was both of us were like, we need to both just try this just to see what it's like.
Yeah,
we have
sure.
our own pizzas. We need to see what this is like. And we had already had, I had one of the chocolate cake things. She had one of the birthday cake flavored cake things. They were pretty damn good. They were $3 each, but it doesn't matter because they were pretty damn good. They were at least, you know, three and a half inches around. So definitely worth it.
Okay.
Well, diameter, not around, but diameter.
Right.
They're good. I'd go there just to grab one of those again. I take a bite of my meat pizza, or I eat a slice of my meat pizza. I'm like, all right, this isn't bad. The meats are good. Nothing too weird in any of the flavors. They all meld together fairly well. Crust is pretty good. Maybe a little on the thin side to have this much weight on it. So maybe I'll have less stuff on it next time. Sauce is all right. Cheese is good. I got to think about I put mozzarella and ricotta on my pizzas.
Okay.
Even here at home, we have ricotta all the time to put on our pizzas.
Okay, cool.
And, I judge on whether the ricotta is, creamy or grainy. And that was the only thing Blaze did bad. Their ricotta would get a little grainy sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing Pyology did good, their ricotta was smooth as butter every time. Amazing.
Mm.
This one was all right. So I eat the single piece of this pizza. I look over at my wife. She had gone for the cheeseburger pizza first, and she's got one with a pretty decent slice of pickle on it. Now, let me preface this. My wife, she likes pickles. She likes pickles in, all of her macaroni salads and potato salads.
Uh-huh.
She's eating pickles out the jar. She likes sweet. She likes dill. Doesn't really matter to her. Doesn't like relish, interestingly enough. But I think there's spices in the relish. She doesn't.
I was going to say, relish has its place for me, but it only has to be dill relish. I'm not a sweet relish guy.
Yeah, and only on a hot dog, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but, yeah, that's I absolutely.
And paired with mustard. Mustard relish appropriate on a hot dog. Or a brat. That works too. Same difference, but still.
Fair.
But she's got this. She's eating it, and she's got kind of a strange look on her face. I'm not sure if it's a good look or bad look. So I finished my piece, and I'm like, I'm going to try this thing. Oh, my God, dude. My mind is freaking blown from the first bite. I don't know why I never thought to put damn pickles on a pizza before. I've never seen any other place offer pickles on a pizza. I love pickles on things as well. I'm a dill pickle person, not really a sweet pickle
person.
Right,
right, right.
I am the guy who eats them straight out the jar. And interestingly, I don't like the super big pickles. I like smaller ones and like slices
yeah,
and whatnot.
For sure.
But I'm also the guy that drinks the juice. As soon as if it's my jar of pickles, because I'll get a jar that's typically I like to get garlic ones because I like the extra little, flavor from the garlic ones. But regardless, if I got my jar of pickles and I know nobody else's hands has been in that jar, every time I get some pickles, I take a little swig of the juice. And when you have the juice left over, you know what that means, right? You get you some whiskey and you got some pickles.
You lost me at drinking the juice while you're eating the pickle. That I've never done always. And probably wouldn't necessarily do myself. I'm not really a fan of that. But pickleback in like a good Irish whiskey is always a good idea.
I'll just grab the jar and just drink the juice. I love pickle juice. It's great.
Okay.
So I love pickles. Have them on my sandwiches whenever I get the opportunity to. Love them on my hamburgers. Pickles are great. I never thought to put a pickle on a freaking pizza, dude, and put it in the oven with the pickle on it. Oh my God.
So it actually, hold on. This is where I'm confused. Okay.
Yeah.
Legit confusion on my part. So you're telling me. Now, it would make sense, like, when you make a pizza, you don't normally throw a bunch of stuff on top of the pizza after it's made, unless it's like, for me, it would be like Parmesan, and that's where I stop.
Arugula. You know? Arugula can actually be really good on pizza after. You don't want to cook the arugula or putting it on afterwards. The heat of the pizza, you don't put it on directly after it cooks. So okay. The heat of the pizza will wilt it up just a little bit.
Okay.
But you don't want it to.
But you don't want like, it to be spinach, just, yeah.
Spinach you can cook a little more. You don't want the arugula to cook like that.
Okay.
But arugula can give a nice little extra burst of freshness on a pizza.
So that's fair. But I am relatively confused at. Like, I'm confused because first, the same thing that you're saying. First is hot pickle.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's although, where I'm just like, hot although, pickle. But at the same time, it's like, but it's a pizza. And a pickle is a major ingredient on a cheeseburger. Can be considered, depending upon opinion. It doesn't necessarily have to be there.
But, no, I say the flavor of pickle kind of does, because if you eat like a chip that's a cheeseburger flavored chip, you're getting a pickle flavor. Off of mm-hmm. that.
They put some pickle juice in that brine, whatever it is, to make that chip. So yeah, I can understand that.
Here's where I'm going to make the connection for you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had a Cubano sandwich?
No. What is a Cubano sandwich?
It's basically pork and ham and cheese and pickle and a mustard on a sandwich, and then you put it in a sandwich press and
press. Oh, it's a panini press. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you get those nice grill marks on the bread, and the whole thing's hot.
Yeah, it's hot, and the cheese melts, but the pickle's in there, so the pickle gets hot in there.
I was going to say, that sounds like a Mr. Pickles-type sandwich, but I've never had one, and I don't remember seeing one like that.
It's a Cuban sandwich. They're very big in Florida because large Cuban population there. Right. But like it's a thing. And that hot pickle, that's part of the thing. And so your instinct is like, no, I don't want a hot pickle. But like you do though. You do want a hot pickle on this on this pizza because it tasted like a cheeseburger, but it was also totally a pizza. And the arugula and the Roma ranch added a freshness to it. And yet the wife got one piece of that hamburger pizza. No, she got a second piece. She was able to get a second piece. I ate the rest of that hamburger pizza.
Oh, you fell in love with that bastard.
I saved my pizza to be reheated the next day because I could not stop eating the hamburger pizza.
Oh, that's a good pizza. The cheeseburger pizza.
It was amazing.
Backyard cheeseburger pizza.
So simple. Yeah, so simple. So refreshing. I'll get you the name of the place, too.
Yeah.
But it was so simple and so refreshing for a pizza. Nothing heavy about it. Nothing. Just it felt so good. And
so it's like, does it feel lightweight like a margarita pizza?
Somewhat, yes. Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Somewhat of
that's
that
like one of my favorite like, pizzas because it's one of the few pizzas that doesn't just weigh you the fuck down after you eat it.
Yes. That's okay. That's a good analogy right there. It's a very good analogy of it.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I have the name of the place.
Yes. What is it?
This place was Mod Pizza.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Dude, I think there's a Mod Pizza in Roseville. Actually,
there may be, and I'm gonna have to do some searching to see.
But as has been proven by your more recent adventures, the location does make a difference.
Location can make a difference. Yeah. This one was in West Sacramento, and let me tell you, we've already said. Now, the one thing I will say about the Walmart and the we went to a Ross that was there. That was a very fun experience because at the Ross, I encountered a lady who was wearing a piece of yellow fabric that looked too small for her figure.
Oh.
And it proved itself too small for her figure.
Oh, no.
When she was probably in her 50s. One, I was able to tell from my first glance at the front of her that she was wearing no undergarments on top. Because even though it was very hot there, it seemed to her like it might be very cold.
Oh, Jesus.
And at least those things were holding up the top of it. However, the bottom of it, of this piece of fabric, kept riding up as far as it could on her butt to reveal that she was not wearing anything on the bottom either.
Oh, no.
And personally, she was not somebody that I wanted to see in any state of disrobement. And another customer did comment on the fact that basically her ass cheeks were flopping out, and she berated that person until that person left the vicinity. And so I just stayed away and got to my wife and said, we need to leave this store as soon as possible. She's like, okay. And then she saw the line. She's like, oh, hell, I'm not buying anything here. Let's get out of here. So the area that we were in was kind of a dodgy area.
Okay.
There's a G word I would like to apply to it, but it makes me sound a little improper if I use that word. But it was a very dodgy area, okay. Not an area that I would go for other than for the pizza place. Although, a little follow-up to the story, the following weekend, I found myself back at that area. Okay. Now, we weren't going to that pizza place. We were actually going to the pizza place next to the Five Guys pizza over my original Five Guys pizza.
Uh-huh.
The one that my wife could not stop staring at. We were actually going to that pizza place, but in the intervening time, my wife had convinced me that it was necessary for her happiness that she not get the lamp at first, that came later, but that she get the bookshelf thing that she saw. Her reasoning was, especially with the new Funkos that we had acquired and the space we did not have to display them,
okay,
that the 4 foot long shelf in our bedroom that encompasses all of her, okay, how do I describe this the right way? My wife and I have been lucky enough that over the past year or two, we've done better in our lives than we have for the previous, 20 some odd years of adulthood. And so we've indulged in a few things that we've never been able to buy before. I got a car, so that was, a big indulgement for me. I've never bought myself a car before, so that was kind of nice. Never had a car that was really mine, except the one my parents kind of gave to me, which was an old one at the time. But, we've had a little indulgement. And one of my wife's indulgements, we've chronicled my Croc indulgement on here, 21 pairs at this point. And that's an indulgement. I have had an obsession. I have not bought a pair in a while. In fact, I've refused a few inexpensive pairs because I'm waiting to find something that's, speaks to me personally. My wife has an obsession, and she's given into it to the point where she literally has, of the like 3 or 4 items that she, styles of item that she likes to have, she literally has, I think, every single scent that this specific company provides.
Okay.
So there'll be like a soap and a hand lotion and a whatever. There's like 4 different things that she buys. These 4 things, she has every single scent that company sells at this point, with the exception. No, actually she just recently did. They just brought out the Halloween scents and she just bought those. This is the company, Bath and Body Works.
Okay.
Which I will admit, everything she's done, she's got on discount where they're all marked down to like $3 a thing. But she had a 4 foot shelf full of Bath and Body Works stuff. Every single scent imaginable. And this was her selling point on this bookshelf. It would fit right here in our room because of how small it is. And all of my stuff would fit on it. And I could have it right there. And it's right by the door to our bathroom. And then I can use this shelf for our Funkos. And I'm like, why did I ever teach you to hit me with logic? And so I said, fine. Get your stupid Flurgen. She's like, what's a Flurgen? I'm like, isn't that what they call these stupid things at IKEA? They got weird names. That thing's a Flurgen. She's like, okay, I'll search for a Flurgen. I'm like, I'm making that name up, woman. Find your shelf. So she found her shelf.
What was it called?
And I'll get to that. We didn't find out what it was called until we went to go pick it up.
Okay.
Because once she puts through this order. This is like Tuesday after we've gone there. This is Tuesday that she finally decides she wants this bookshelf. And as she's putting through the order, she goes, you know, we're going to order it. We decided we're going to order it and pick it up there. But we're not going inside to shop. We're right. just going to order it, go to their pickup, get it, and get the hell out of there. And that was a smart move.
Yeah.
But she's like, you know, since we're not going in there to shop, and we probably won't go in there to shop again because of how long it is to get around there, you should let me get my light. I'm like, are you serious?
I knew it.
She's like, yeah, I want it. Where are you going to put it? Right here. I'm like, it's useless there. Will it give us a little bit of light? Not enough to do anything with. Well, I want it. I'm like, get your light. Stinking light. I don't even know a name for your light. Just stinking light. Then I did some Swedish Chef annoying things to her, using weird stuff like that to describe everyday things. By the way, where I get Flergen from is from, it's actually a bastardization of somebody screaming the word Flugen, which is from, Eurotrip.
Okay.
If you haven't seen Eurotrip and the Flugen scene, you need to see the Flugen scene.
Put the Flugen scene on my itinerary.
Yeah. Oh no, it's hilarious.
I shall make note of it.
But hey, you know what happens in Amsterdam?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But anyway, we have this set up to go. We have set up to go to this other pizza place and to go to IKEA to pick up the Flugen and the lamp. And we go, we pick up the Flergen and the lamp. The Flergen is in this giant, like, 7-foot-long box. So I'm very glad that we came in her car and not mine.
Okay.
Because I don't know if it would have fit in mine. I don't know if my car is 7 foot. The actual passenger area is 7 foot long.
Oh.
In my car. I honestly don't.
Like, from
don't.
Front to back, whether or I not you could know. Bend the seat back and actually get it in there?
I think if we had been in my car, my wife would have had to ride home behind me because it would have gone across the back seat and the front seat. Luckily, we were in her car, so it fit perfectly because she has a van. So it fit perfectly. We get the Flergen in there, and as we're getting the Flergen in there, I see the name of the Flergen.
What is it called?
I'm like, well, that's really freaking disappointing. With all the different names that they have for all their things, and they got a lot of weird names for their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody that's bought IKEA stuff knows they have weird names for their stuff. This damn shelf, it's called a Billy. It's a Billy shelf. And I'm like, really? A Billy?
It's a
that's
fucking,
the best you could...
They gave it... No, hell no. That's fantastic. They gave it... Out of all of the weird shit, well, I say that weird, that's kind of insensitive, but out of all of the Norwegian things that could have been named, they just named it a regular ass, basically American name. Unless a Billy means something else. But I don't know if IKEA actually makes those names up in general or not. It's like people naming their... It's like me naming my dogs human names. Like, that's great. I love it.
It's, yeah, I mean, just really, Billy? You're going to call that thing Billy?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love it.
Okay. Okay. And we went to, of course, after that, we did go to the other pizza place that was by the Five Guys.
Uh-huh.
I don't have the name for that one yet. Give me a few minutes and I can find it for you. But
what's the name of the lamp?
Huh?
What's the name of the lamp?
I do not know the name of the lamp.
Oh, man.
Hold, you want me to find out?
You should totally find out the name of the lamp, dude.
Hold on a second.
Is it consistent? Is it named Rob? Like,
no, it's not consistent. Hold on. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. She's going to kill me for this. Hey, I have a question for you. What's the name of your lamp? You don't remember the name of your lamp?
Like the item was, no. You got a receipt or something?
I'm disappointed. I'm on the podcast right now trying to find out. I told him about your Flergen, but no name of the lamp.
Billy.
Yes, yes, Mike, it's Billy. Get back to me. That's all right. That's all right. You want to give it a name? Okay. Okay, send it to me. By the way, this is staying on the podcast.
Oh, yes.
Love you. She hung up on me. Did you get her voice at all?
Barely at the beginning, but I didn't hear any more than that.
That's beautiful. Even if it's barely on there, that's great.
Yeah.
But anyway, we did go to this other pizza place. And I will say this, this one was had a little bit more upscale feel to it.
Okay.
I'm getting the name right now for you. In fact, the Pizza Press.
Okay. I've heard of the Pizza Press, but I've never been there.
Yeah, this one had a little more of an upscale feel to it. A few more options again when it came to some of the different ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
What they had that was nice, I like to mix the red and the white sauce sometimes.
Okay.
They already had a pink sauce pre-mixed.
Okay.
So that was kind of nice.
All right.
Still got a meat pizza because, again, I try to get the consistent, roughly same type of thing each time.
Well, you got to have your main thing that you judge a place by. And it's going to be the straight ahead meat pizza.
Like for instance, back in my coffee days,
mm-hmm.
If I went to a new coffee shop, I would always order a mocha.
Yep.
Just a hot mocha.
Yep.
Remember the one time I ordered a mocha and somebody made me a cold one without even asking me if I wanted it hot or cold. And I'm just looking at them like, are you stupid? I don't want a cold mocha.
This isn't
my foot off in your ass.
This isn't like, you're not back referencing a time when I worked at Starbucks and you came in asking for one, did you?
I think you made me I don't think you ever made me a coffee, did you?
I don't know. I'd seen you stop by the store like a few times. Like every once in a while when you were downtown.
Did you work at the one in a bookstore or next to a bookstore?
The one that was people would say in or next to, pretty much being the same thing. It was the one that was next to.
Because there's some that like you are the coffee shop is directly open into the bookstore, and then other you have to like walk through a door or something.
Okay, the one that I worked at was at a mall that had its own separate entrance into it, so you could walk into the coffee shop from the street, like from the sidewalk,
or you
could access it via the bookstore. So it was like an open wall.
I remember I did order one from you one time. You made me a hot mocha.
Okay, well that's good because that's what I'm supposed to do.
But it still was a Starbucks hot mocha, which means it still wasn't good.
It's consistent though.
No, consistently not good for me. But yes, still not good.
Right.
I found that the only thing that I can order at Starbucks and be happy with is if I order their fresh brewed blonde roast. That's the only thing that I can order.
Dude, the blonde roast is awesome.
Yeah,
the blonde roast is awesome. I tend to gravitate towards tuxedos though. If you haven't had a tuxedo,
I have not. But
half white chocolate, half regular chocolate. It's a mocha with half white chocolate in it.
Nah. I don't drink blended coffees. I did have at Starbucks the other day. I had a cold brewed chocolate cream that was actually pretty good.
Hmm.
I was trying to get the nitro cold brew, but they didn't have any at that one.
So,
but it was one in a Target. I do like nitro cold brew coffees. Those are really good.
Yeah.
But like I said, it was a little bit more of an upscale pizza place, but it was a decent pizza place. And I, you know, got the same thing there. And came out just as good as Mod Pizza. Still nothing that quite gave the same flavor as the Blaze. Although this one, the Pizza Press, their dough was a little bit better.
Okay.
I liked their dough better.
Okay.
But everything else was about the same. Well, it was nice to be able to get the mixed sauce already pre-mixed and not have to ask them to do half and half. So that was
they
nice.
Know their audience. That's just, they understand their customers, man. That's a good thing.
But yeah, you're looking at that one was a little bit more upscale, not overly so. Prices were roughly the same within, you know, 50 cents of each other. But those are two, I would say, very legitimate build-your-own pizza places in the Sacramento area to try. And if you live outside the Sacramento area and you have any of these places, if you're looking for that build-your-own experience, those are good places. I would say definitely check them out. I mean, obviously, location may make a big difference depending on your water or whatever. But, nice. And depending on the staffing, because staffing makes a big difference. I mean, I can say from back in the day, when you and I worked together at Blockbuster, it was my personal opinion that in the town of Yuba City where we worked, there were two Blockbuster videos.
Yes.
If you actually wanted to go into a clean store and have attentive staff and find the movies that you wanted to find, you came to our store. You didn't go to that crappy other store. That other store was a dismal hole in the wall. And I worked at that other store for a time. I hated every second of working at that store.
I was going to say, the staff there always seemed super stressed out.
Well, that's also because they had crappy management. But you learned that after our manager was let go. And I quit because I refused to work at Blockbuster if I didn't have our manager, because our manager was flipping awesome.
Well, it's funny because that manager that ended up working there was the one that hired me.
Yeah, long time before that, yeah.
Yep.
Yep, but still. Anyway, but that's been the new pizza journey. Now, luckily, she has not hit on any of the two as like she has to have that one. In all actuality, the pizza that she has to have and she does eat, I'm going to say 3 to 4 times a week, is her homemade pizza. She has found exactly what she wants out of the homemade pizza. And I really can't blame her, because if I could find the perfect hamburger that was relatively easy to make at home, I would probably have one every single day.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I
mean,
I can tell you what the bun would be. There's I was going to say I could tell you, but now I can't think of the name of the Dave's Killer Bread. They do a multi-grain bun that normally you'd think a multi-grain hamburger bun, who wants to have that? This is one of those that has like the pieces of oatmeal and like seeds and crap in it. Oh my God. It is the softest, most amazing flavored bun. It's so good.
Interesting. Okay.
And it's relatively healthy. I mean, I'd love a soft pretzel bun. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But that's not really healthy. This one has the Dave's has a pretty good amount of fiber in it. And has all the seeds in it, so that's nice for you. Gives you a little bit of different textures, but it's actually the biggest thing about it is it's like super soft and has a really good chew to it. A lot of your healthier bread products typically aren't as soft and don't have as good a chew. You get a little bit harder. I've done a lot of the like keto buns to try to cut down on calories, and they have like no flavor to them whatsoever. There's like blah. These are the Dave's Killer Buns, really, really good. Really good flavor. I would have those as my bun. You know, fairly thin patty, because I don't like a super, super duper thick patty. I don't necessarily like, if I'm going to do multiple patties, I definitely want them thin. You know, I could totally do that. Totally have a burger almost every single day. Wouldn't bother me. Would actually make me pretty happy. So my wife wanting to have pizza 3-4 nights a week because that's what she wants. The upside of that is I don't have to go and force myself to eat pizza for 6 months straight every single weekend because she gets her pizza fix. And so occasionally we can go out to pizza. Occasionally we can go to get some decent Mexican food somewhere. Although, honestly, she makes that better than most places do. But still, having more of those options while still having the ability to go and get pizza at different places. So I don't know how much entertaining this was, but that's basically my last few weeks of pizza and IKEA journey.
It feels like I would say this feels like a relatively this was a chill, hang in the background kind of podcast today.
Hold on. Oh,
we got
an update.
Uh oh.
Okay, so see, this is what's annoying. So. Again, smart decision for us to order these things online and go pick them up, because it was easy to pick up. You park right in front of the store, you walk in, you give them your order number. They got stuff on the cart, easy peasy out the door. We were in and out of IKEA in less than 15 minutes, loading everything up. It was great. right?
Right.
She gets her lamp, which it sits on a table between us. She occasionally, the upside of it is this lamp does, like I said, it's got that base that looks like an oil lamp. The switch to turn it on is the little turning switch from a little turning thing from an oil lamp where you turn to move the wick up and down. And the light's one of those, the more you turn it, the brighter it gets kind of thing.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. So
it's dimmable.
It operates with it. It's got its kitschy little look. I'll admit it's a cute little thing, totally unnecessary, but I don't know. We got it.
Now you like it. Now you like it. Admit it.
No, I don't yet. I might at some point, but I don't yet. When it happens, I will admit it. But here's the thing. So the shelf was a Billy, right?
Yes.
And it, by the way, it does hold all of my wife's extensive Bath and Body Works collection. And I'm not even kidding when I say she has every single scent they have in there, except the men's scents. She keeps trying. I think she's trying to help me feed her addiction, her cult acceptance there, because I flat out told her she was a part of the cult there.
Okay.
And she admitted it. She agreed. She keeps trying to get me to the men's scents in there, but I refuse. I have my own soaps and scents that I order online from a company that I'm not going to plug them unless they're going to give me something for the deal.
Okay.
Mainly because I forgot their name, but it's a good company. I'm not trading away from them. But anyway, so yes, this shelf is called a Billy, right?
Right.
Couldn't have a cool name. Couldn't be a Flurkin.
Right.
The lamp.
Uh huh.
Is a Tarnaby.
That's awesome.
So the lamp gets a cool name. So what'd you pick up from IKEA? A Tarnaby and a Billy. The fuck is a Billy? No Flurkin.
No Flurkin.
Damn it. I need a Flurkin in my life. So yeah.
I think I just found the episode title.
What?
James needs a Flurkin.
In my life.
Yes.
In my life.
James needs a Flurkin in his life. Or the Flurkin story, or something like that. I have no idea yet.
No, I like that. James needs a Flurkin in his life.
All right, done.
So that was kind of what you know. Again, this is the pizza. This is kind of the pizza journey, where it's at now. The IKEA journey. We will never go back. We will definitely shop online there and pick stuff up if we ever need to. But I ain't going back.
You're never going back at that building again?
Oh, hell no. I'm not sure if they could pay me enough to do that.
That's fair.
Physically and mentally scarring.
It is, dude, it is a gauntlet. Like, the first time you go through there and it's easy to get lost, it's an absolute gauntlet. And a bunch of cool-looking shit in there, too. Like, they are masters of marketing. And I'll also tell you, entrapment.
If I was straight outfitting a house that didn't have, you know, 20 some odd years of accumulated shit in it.
Right.
Perfect place to do that. But otherwise, damn.
Fair.
That's all I got to say. Anyway, Mike.
Yes.
Where could people be hearing about James and his wife's journey through IKEA and her attempts to find pizza that she loves?
Well, you could be listening to us on our website, thezennialchronicles.com or zenchron.com. If you don't want to type that much, you could also be checking us out at most major podcast platforms. And also, oh, speaking of which, I forgot to mention this earlier to you before we started, but apparently YouTube has started a podcast-centric platform now. So that is a thing.
Really?
Now, I do not know if we are on it, but I do know that we are on YouTube's actual page. So our podcasts go up on YouTube's as YouTube videos. So if you do not if you don't have access to podcast platforms, or you don't want those, you want to go to a centralized place that you know is going to have all our podcasts, every single one of them that we've uploaded, plus more, there's some videos there too. go to our YouTube page. Go find the Xenial Chronicles on YouTube. Find our YouTube page. You could possibly even be listening to this video right now, or this podcast right now as a video, rather. And if you are, please, underneath the video, make sure that you click the like button, which means that you like the video. If you like the video, you know, click the like button for us. That'd be great. Also, next to that, there is a subscribe button so that next time we have a podcast out, it will be available to you in your video feed as you log into the YouTube app. Or there's also one more thing you could do as well. James, what is that?
I'm the Flurrican.
I mean, that sounds like it might be a personal problem. I think you might need to see a doctor.
Or possibly a psychiatrist. Let me try this again, even though I promised I wouldn't do this, okay?
Okay.
Feed it to me again.
Oh, there's one more thing right there next to the subscribe button, James. What is that?
Floofin' the Moofin'?
I think that might be something else you're talking about.
Oh, it is.
Say what?
Oh, it is.
I'm sure that it is. I think the last one was like that, too.
Possibly. Well, what Mike's getting at is, what I'm supposed to say, of course, is you need to click the bell.
That's right. Click the bell to make sure that you get notified, actually get notified. Rather than having to wait and scroll through the videos that come up on YouTube's little video feed there, you can actually be told when we have a podcast out. That is if you click the bell and get notified for the next video that we have out, or podcast, rather, if you're listening to us on a one. There's no bell on the other podcast platforms. You'll know.
And while you're on YouTube, please make sure to check out Mike's other two pages. One is one that he does with his wife called Chronostode Games. This is Mike and his wife playing video games in chronological order of the story of the game, not in the order which they were released. And you need to check out his other page, Ruling Note Music, where I hear he is now being followed by Don Cheadle.
No, dude, you didn't.
Now, we're pretty sure this isn't the real Don Cheadle.
Of course it's not the real Don Cheadle. He's got 9 subscribers.
But it doesn't matter. There's some dude named Don Cheadle that's following Mike.
That is guy. I was like, what? Yes, that's apparently a thing.
So technically what I am saying is true is that Don Cheadle is following Mike on Ruling Note Music.
I mean, technically speaking, that's kind of true. I should verify it with him on Twitter.
It is true. It is true because there is a person named Don Cheadle that's following you. So I didn't say which Don Cheadle. I just said Don Cheadle.
There's just a person named Don Cheadle, apparently, according to their Google account, following me.
Which is fantastic.
Yeah.
So you can also follow Mike on Ruling Note Music, where he talks about anything and everything music related, tells you stories about different songs, albums, talks about gear, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, fun things.
Also does songs on there, because apparently he plays instruments and sings. I don't know.
Yeah.
I have no proof of this.
I just defeated Archaic Technology earlier today, too. It was actually very satisfying.
Are you going to put it in the video?
I will make a video about it, yeah. I will make a video about it, because I think it's very underrated by most of today's standards, and I want to say something about it.
You should.
I will.
You should. Leave y'all with one final note. Check your local Walgreens, because I found something there that I have not seen. I don't even know the last time I saw it. It's been decades.
Choco Taco? Those have just been discontinued, though.
Better.
Better than a Choco Taco.
Jumpin' Jack Cheese Doritos.
Holy shit, really?
Back. And I bought 3 bags. Anyway, I hope y'all get a chance to over this next week to visit Walgreens, see if you can find some for yourself.
Yeah.
But even if you can't, y'all have a great week.
Y'all have a good one.
Thank you for tuning in, friends. The journey continues next week.